Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast, and this is episode 29 of our Burning Empires campaign, Harbinger's Rock. In this episode, we deal with the aftermath of the firefight from last week. The human front makes plans and tries to figure out if there's anything left to do for the maneuver. Meanwhile, Nagomi returns and circles up Zhao, Avon's pilot and apparently favorite character around the table. As always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail number, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. If you want to listen to previous Burning Empires games, visit our archives at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
All right, we're recording.
I'm Todd.
I'm Doug.
Hey, I'm Joe.
And I would be Joe.
Jason.
Roy.
All right, we
have... Bill's not here tonight.
Bill is not here tonight.
Bill is not here tonight.
Jeff slashed his tires.
That is a dirty, unsubstantiated lie.
You didn't see me do it. You can't prove anything.
Right.
That's right.
He wiped off his prints and dropped the knife. There is no proof.
That's right. Take the cannoli. Leave the knife.
That's what it's all about.
That was a gun.
It is. But you didn't shoot his tires. You only cut them.
You don't know what I did to his tires because you weren't there.
That's why I said you left the knife.
But why do you think Bill's not here tonight? He could have got his tires fixed by now. He just mad at Jeff.
Could be.
You don't know what Jeff does at night.
No, we don't. We had our combat last game.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's the game where we
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, where
everybody
sat.
Where I got to see how it feels to be everybody else at the table.
For one night.
Wow.
This sucks, man.
I'm not getting to play.
So at the end of it, the compromise was Doug was the only one who was not arrested. Is that right?
Well, we were not arrested, right? I mean, he didn't take these guys.
Right, no. I mean,
he took
everybody that was in the combat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were not arrested, but he did take
his guards.
He took Subutai and Subutai.
Subutai and the Subutai's guards.
Right.
And the Mukadish.
And his guards.
And the Mukadish went, oh, yeah. Yeah. But he can just get new guards when he goes
right.
Right.
Right. So. Okay. Does anybody want to do anything in reaction to all that?
I'm trying to remember what we were trying to accomplish. Because
you're trying to destroy all of the...
Naven.
Right. And I left. I got back on the thing with the... Have we left? Is the Emperor
the
left? With the Baron?
Yeah.
So the Mukadish and I am gone.
Yeah. Combat has ended. They've put everybody together. They're taken back to the Prime Station. And... Is anybody going to stay there? That was my question. Does anybody want to do anything in reference to anything that we did last game or the game before?
Wasn't Doug working on a propaganda film?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Subutai was going to video it.
Yeah.
I can still do that.
You're up.
Well, the question is, was the camera running when the Baron came down?
Yes, it's all on film.
It's all on.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Well, wait a minute.
Can we establish
If you why don't you establish that the film is sort of recorded through the armor, through the heads, like the heads up displays of the soldiers, and then what they do is they splice it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So the film exists up to this point, but it's what has occurred at this point. I don't know what that gets you. But I mean, if you establish that fact, and maybe it increases the difficulty because you're trying to splice it together, or you have to hack in to get to it. Maybe I don't know. I don't know if you got the rolls. But
do you have? I mean, who's got what?
But
left?
If you establish,
know?
It, you can establish that they don't, in theory, walk around using camera equipment. They just sort of have cameras in
built
their,
into their
built
armor.
Into the armor.
Which
and
would make sense. But yeah, you kind of have to establish that.
Where's a pawn?
I don't know. Well,
where's a pawn?
What would be the the role to burn up a camera?
Let's roll.
Well, it's not burn up a camera. It's just
I'm asking about burning up a camera, not the heads-up displays and the helmets and stuff like that.
You'd research it, find it, make it in a color scene, and then use a resource roll to bring it into reality.
You don't have to do all that. In the color scene, I pull out a big steel case, open it up, there's my camera, and then you make the resource roll to get it.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said.
No, you said you had to research it and do all this stuff.
Well, he said bring it up in a color scene is what he said.
Yeah, essentially.
Research it, build it, buy it, find it, whatever.
You create it
in the color scene.
It's created in a color scene, but I don't think it's that elaborate.
Doug's description was
more
colorful.
Here's my suitcase.
Right.
I open it up, there's a camera.
I was speaking more generally about how you bring anything into the game. That's just this camera. Right.
He was speaking more colorfully about
it. You can just get on Amazon and order one. It's good.
Yeah.
So, if you got Prime member, you can get it in 2 days.
Free.
Shipping.
Does anybody want to do anything then?
Hold on. You want the scene tally?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Jeff, you have your building, all building, and color.
No. He doesn't have a building.
No, he did his conflict. You're right. So you have a color. Enjoy that. Hey, dude. Make it count.
He will.
Make it count.
He will.
Dismissed.
Jason. You have your building and your color. Subutai has an interstitial left. Nagomi has everything left. I have all building and a color. The Baron has the building and color. Nobody apparently has built anything. Baron did have a conflict. Yep. Right, so no build.
Gotcha. He's got a color.
So Roy, you're wide open.
Yep.
Bill's not here. Doug. You have your interstitial and your color.
Yes.
And Ookla, I don't think has done anything except...
Doug had interstitial.
I still got... The interstitial rolled into the first roll of the building scene.
Okay.
Yes, so we have two builds left.
Right.
And Ookla has done little more than grunt. But he made the list somehow.
Because he's just that cool.
Yeah. I go over to the containers and I start blowing them up. I'll shoot them open.
Okay.
You still just standing go? There. Walk over while they're arguing Who's, about what to do.
You've
got
over your building
shooting.
Scenes, right?
Mm-hmm. Two rolls.
Well, you could just make like a. Well, you don't have. Command's not going to work. But, I mean, you just say, well, what do you want to do? And make the rolls and it happens. I mean, instead of just.
That's what I'm saying. I just go over and start shooting the containers.
He doesn't have anybody with him anymore, though.
Us? No. Are you there?
We don't have a gun.
No, I'm just saying we're still there.
Okay.
I think everybody was there, but Bill and Jeff. Jeff was there and then left. Yeah. Bill was the only one who didn't come down.
Yeah, he stayed back on the platform, didn't he? Mm-hmm. On his ship.
I talked to him. He was not interested in coming down.
Right.
I'll do a color real quick.
With who?
Nagomi. Nagomi... Sees the Baron leave in a huff.
In a hoof?
Yes. Hops in his ship, and she starts monitoring the radio traffic. And she hears all this stuff going back and forth about something happening over on Prince Vasuki's ship. And then all this stuff about going down to the planet, and there's actually a battle happening, and that they're in the
crawler
in the receiving area, essentially the docking area, and she immediately gets in contact with shipping people, those who are bringing up ore in the docks up on the station, and she starts issuing orders.
Any particular type of order?
I'll get to that next. So that's her color. As an interstitial, no, I'll do that last. Anybody else want to do anything?
Yeah, color scene.
What's this, Jow?
No. Bring it on, Jow.
Oh, snap.
I'm down there with everyone
Jason,
else.
Does he feel warm to you?
Mm.
Got a little,
I'm not touching his head.
He's feverish.
Firefight's already started. I'm not in the firefight.
Okay.
Because it was established that no one else was in it. So, as the fight goes on, I can walk over very carefully, pick up the camera that Subutai has dropped.
Okay.
And start filming.
Yay!
Wow. Well done. That's a very colorful color scene.
Things are doing things.
Can't use my gun. Gotta use something else. I actually think I'm good. I'm just as good at shooting as I am at propaganda. Oh, no, I'm better at propaganda.
Oh, thank God.
God, that was colorful.
What's your character's name?
Aven?
Aven.
So you're blasting Naven containers. You're filming it.
No, I started filming the fight.
Ah.
Started filming the fight.
Now we can go blow up containers.
Now we can go blow up containers.
Yeah.
And I'll film it. And I can splice that together with the Baron not wanting to know that the populace of Harbinger's Rock is in danger of...
Great.
Alien invasion. You
get the little Naven twitching in the ground as they're dying from drying out.
And Nagomi's here.
Voiceover.
Nagomi's on the ship.
Yeah.
No, she's monitoring all the traffic and stuff like that. She hears all the stuff that's going on. Okay.
She's in on it.
We gotta do something about this.
So Nagomi goes into the to the dock area up on Prime, and she finds she's looking for a pilot there. Okay, a pilot and a crew.
Nagomi?
Yeah. So what she's going to do, she's going to circle up a pilot and a crew. Just a circles test, I guess. You want to give me a hand?
Circle up Joe.
Yep.
Or, that's a good point.
Yeah, she did circle up Joe before, didn't she? Yeah.
Did she circle up Joe, or can she just go talk to Joe because
she didn't have a relationship. I think she's going to circle him up.
Yeah, I don't think
two more times before she's going to have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
But she could circle up Joe.
She could circle him up. Absolutely.
All right. Let me see.
Which would be interesting.
Yeah. Where's the circles? Mm-hmm. Let's see, there it is.
Okay. Well, it should be the same test as it was last time.
What? God, what was that? I don't even remember. That was
take better notes.
Yeah, forever and ever ago.
Is it
phase?
Hmm?
I didn't think that was this phase.
No,
it was the previous phase.
All right, there's one, because we start off with one.
Yeah.
If I'm looking for a broad common occupation... 348, sorry.
Thank you.
An uncommon occupation, which is... I don't know if a pilot's uncommon.
I wouldn't think it's uncommon here.
No.
If she was specifically looking for someone who flies under the radar,
is she just looking for a pilot?
She's looking for a pilot and a crew to go down and grab some stuff, is what she's looking for.
Just a pilot would... No, it wouldn't be uncommon. It would be common in this.
Well, it depends on...
Do they have examples of common, uncommon?
No.
I would think here it's probably pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought, but I'm...
I'd say uncommon because everybody knows it's on lockdown.
What? No, see, that'll come in later. I'm looking for the occupation, all right? Stuff like attitude and that kind of thing.
But if she were specifically looking for a...
an F-16 pilot.
Or not even that, just someone who is a smuggler pilot.
Right. Right.
That would be more specific.
Right. But see, then you could go, knowledge is, that's where the smuggling would come in. Is the knowledge important? Is the knowledge not important? We're just looking at occupation. Can I find a pilot in here?
Okay.
All right. So my thing, can I find a pilot in Mos Eisley? Yeah,
yes.
I can. Can I find a smuggler? That's when it gets harder.
And not in Mos Eisley. It's very easy in Mos Eisley.
That's my point. So then it's common. Yeah. Okay. Station.
No, smugglers are easy to find.
That's right. same station of rank, which I don't think they would be, I'd say it'd be lower.
Yeah, he's lower than she is.
Okay.
So he's not lowest, he'd be lower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Attitude, neutral to the player character, predisposed or opposed, outright proponent.
He's opposed to her. Is he opposed to her?
I think he's neutral.
No, you're saying that
he
I'm going
works
for
her.
No, he has taken a job for her.
Okay, well, we'll ask Roy. Yeah. Is he neutral to her?
He'd be neutral.
Okay.
Okay.
He'd be neutral.
All right.
Oh, okay, I thought we were talking about generic pilots.
Mm-hmm. Character knowledge unimportant. Possesses general knowledge of a certain subject. Possesses specific knowledge of a certain subject.
Well, that's what you want.
I think specific
to
on the smuggling, right?
It depends on what he wants.
No, I think that's if you're trying to find somebody who saw who broke the lock on that door.
Right.
That's specific.
So general. So smuggling.
Okay. All right. General, yeah, I agree with that. So that's three. Skill level. Typical, competent, expert.
What is Jow smuggling?
I don't know if I've ever wrote it down.
Well, we might write it
down.
Might
have to write it down now.
We're going to generate your character.
Sure.
He's at least a four, probably a five.
He's at least a four.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think he's probably at least a five.
Depends upon how he's...
Because that Jow, he is a cool dude, man. Yeah. He is a cool character. I miss him.
he had charisma.
He's got a four.
Four.
Four. Right.
Okay, so that's another one. So I'm up at four, place time in the building scene. So my circles test for getting Jow is a four.
Did you add one to begin with?
Yeah, I started off with one. So I got one to start off with. It's a common occupation, lower rank, that's plus one. Neutral, which is nothing. Knowledge, general. Skill is competent. Actually, I'm sorry. That's plus one. So that's four. And in a building scene. Kosher?
It's got a really nice piece of weaponry, too, by the way.
I'm down with it.
All right. If I get it, I get Jow.
Yep.
If I don't, what happens?
You get Jow, however, it's Roy that's contacted for the contract. Because Jow works technically for Roy.
Well, now, see, here's the thing. She's going to run down there and she's looking for him. She's not going to want to contact Roy. She's going to go, hey, I want you to do this.
She rips him off.
He rips her off. He's down there on the planet right now when she's doing this. Is that right or is this prior to?
They're on the station.
Could be either one. I'd say they're on the station. That's kind of where, because that's...
We flew over to where all that other stuff, I guess, it was Bill's ship. It was on Bill's ship. We flew over to Bill's ship, my ship.
Mm-hmm.
So he would be there. And because we didn't come down on my ship. We didn't come down on the plant side on my ship.
Mm-mm.
We came down on one of the hammer forces, right?
So let's say she gets there and he's just coming back.
Sure.
In your ship. Just
well, or he's not predisposed to help her. He doesn't want to help her. If she finds him, I mean, he's there.
Well, see, that's the thing is that
that's part of the role.
That's going to be the next role is persuading him to do it.
Right. Why would it? Well, we could just increase the objective.
Increase the ob. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's
increase
do
the
that.
Persuasion ob.
Sure. All right.
By one. So plus one OB, regardless of whether Jow wants to persuade her in response or just make it a straight up will.
Okay.
That's probably the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
The next obvious thing is, or he tells Roy that she's contacted him. She tells Avon. Sorry. He tells Avon.
Pronoun
trouble.
Okay. Two. Three. And.
He's got a really nice weapon.
So you said.
Well, it's a CEBW.
Mm-hmm.
Superior, quick, intuitive, close combat, and concealable.
Ooh.
It cost almost as much as my ship.
She's going to use
that's the only thing on the character.
Now, affiliations. It's been so long since I've done this. Affiliations I can use for.
If they fit.
One is that.
What are her affiliations?
She used to mess around. I've got one on here for Roy's character. I guess she's.
No, that was Diana.
Sorry. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I've had to cross her off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because she's dead now, right? Didn't we kill her?
Yeah, I just wrote it on the wrong
one. She was hauled.
She's got a 2D reputation with Prime Corps. as in her station on the station.
That doesn't
impress Zhao.
Would that help her?
2D what?
2D. Affiliation with Prime Corps.
Actually, I think
would. If you want to find somebody.
Yeah, I think that helps her, not necessarily with impressing him, but the fact that she can go, okay, where's this doc? Where is he right now? And she's using her connections to find him. I think that applies.
All right.
Because he's on Prime Corps. I mean, he's there in the...
Okay.
I mean, they're basically using the docs and stuff, right?
Yep. All right. So it's a 5 on, what did we say, 4?
4.
Mm-hmm. I want 4.
That'll be difficult.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And 2 sixes. Wow.
All right. So she finds them.
Yep.
Hey, write it down, because next time it's...
One more.
You get plus one.
Okay.
I mean, he's already named, but you get plus one.
Right.
Or you get to a step.
You have a relationship.
He has a relationship. She can find him.
Did he get plus one because he's already met, circled him up once? Or is that only after you name him?
No.
The relationship's if you beat the odd by 2 or something, isn't it? That's when you get the relationship.
That's when you get to name him.
Yeah, but I mean, he was already named.
Yeah.
Anyway, how do you spell his name?
Z-H-O-W-O-U.
Z-H-O-U.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she goes up to Zhao.
Zhao.
Now that I know.
Zhao. Holy shit, Tom.
Yeah. She goes up to Zhao and she says, I need you to go down to as many of the existing crawlers except the one where all the stuff is going on right now. And
crawler 1138.
Yeah.
And I need you
THX
and and your crew to get off as many of these, and she shows them exactly where it's going to be, as possible in the shortest amount of time. And I'll contact you. I will make it worth your while. Worth your while if you...
Ooh, baby. Make it worth my while.
And go ahead and do this.
What kind of payment are we talking about?
Offers him some amount.
6 figures.
What?
I mean...
She just offers.
Some. Well, I mean, she offers. I mean,
let him out there. I mean, is this going to be part of the persuasion or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's a persuasion role. So
he's not going to take it without a concrete amount of money.
Well, I know, but we still.
I think there are rules for bribes which affect the persuasion role.
Okay.
So you might be able to.
Well, is it a bribe or is it a just?
It's a persuasion. I think it's a fork in bribe.
Yeah, with forking in bribe.
Right.
And that's probably the easiest.
You've got bribery.
Yeah,
I got bribe wise.
But what do you want? Does Zhao want something in return?
He wants money.
Zhao wants money. Zhao likes.
He's got a character with a gun on it. That's the only thing he got run down.
He's got all his life paths. He's got all his skills are allotted. Optional skills are allotted.
Does he have beliefs?
He's got one belief.
Bargaining. That's what I've got. I don't have.
What the boss
there is
wants
no bribe.
It's
bargaining.
It's bargaining.
I've got bribe wise though. So
yeah.
You don't have bribe wise. You don't have bribery.
No, there is no bribery.
It's bargaining.
Yeah, it's bargaining.
Ship wise, hidden compartment wise, anvil wise, helm, close combat, intimidation, smuggling, pilot, and navigation.
Anvil wise, sounds like it should be hammer wise.
That's Zhao.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's in love with Quinn? I mean, with Diana.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
What's up?
Oh, I'm way too much of
an anvil. Oh, okay.
Oh, I'd like to bang that anvil.
Let the anvils ring.
Ding, 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 ding.
That was one of the Animaniacs things.
Mm-hmm.
Let the anvils ring. That's great. I love that cartoon.
Okay. So what she tells Zhao is that while she can compensate him monetarily and they can agree on a price, now is not the time, but she has something that will be worth more to him than actually money will be.
Her love.
Her love. But she, most of it's actually contained in these these packages down on the planet. So she needs him to do that.
There's one waiting for
you. So now, does Zhao want something back?
Zhao wants money up front.
She can give him some money up front. That's an ob one resource test.
Zhao wants payment up front.
Zhao wants his own ship.
Okay, so let's do a roll.
What do you mean it's an ob one? Here, let me
look. An ob one for resources test is what I'm saying.
Zhao wants his own ship.
Zhao pretty much has his own ship.
Really?
Yeah, he flies mine all the time.
Zhao wants to be the family owner.
Zhao wants to be his own man.
The next king of the family.
Well, I mean,
Ob 2 is
30 episodes here, and he hasn't done anything.
So. Ob 2.
Well, he could. How about Zhao is tired of working
for the man?
Maybe he wants to step up. He thinks Nagomi's the...
Look. The one belief I've written down here is what the boss wants, the boss gets.
Who says the boss has to be Ava?
Exactly.
Ob 2 is a small bribe. Ob 4 is a hefty bribe.
Oh, it's...
Hefty, big
she's
bribe.
She's trying to do something a little...
Well, last time she
don't
paid
do
a
that
price.
Again, Doug.
I know.
So now she's trying to do something weird.
Well, she's... Because the necessity of speed.
Well, why don't we start with the hefty bribe and see where that gets us?
So then we're going to do an opposed persuasion.
Sure.
All right. And then...
Persuasion. Do I have
to? I'll be opening up persuasion.
Sounds good. I'll buy that.
Wait a minute. So he wants a hefty bribe.
He wants a hefty bribe out of it.
What's the difference between a hefty bribe and a regular bribe?
Two. A small bribe is two. Hefty bribe is four. And she says, essentially she'll do an ob two test for him. But he's got to go now.
Oh, well, that's definitely an ob four.
The proverbial fecal matter is going to...
Well, I mean, that's the whole idea. That's the necessity.
She go now.
Well, wouldn't that just be... you could just add an ob one for quickly and just say... Because you're just like any task. I mean, and I don't know if the rules support this necessarily, other than in actually performing a task quickly, it increases the OB by what, one?
Right, but see,
she's just like, you need to go now, and she's trying to persuade him very quickly.
Okay,
to go.
So persuade very quickly. Okay, all right. So I could do that straight up against whatever his will is.
And if she's throwing in a bribe, I mean, it's against your, what's his will? Four?
Five.
I mean, you could just say, if you don't want anything in return, she has to persuade you to do it. She's persuading him with a, persuading him quickly with bribe, with and throwing in bribing and, you know, bribe-wise, or throwing in resources because you're doing a bribe.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, but he's also got the increased OB because you didn't blow the circles.
Right.
So... It's a five, I guess, but then you get the increased OB for doing it quickly. But then you get to throw in all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's the rule on adding circles to trying to persuade somebody as a bribe? Resources. Because it seems that you could be able, you should be able to increase.
Hefty bribe was an ob four.
Yeah. Hefty bribe. So you're gonna. But what does a hefty bribe do to the persuasion roll? Does
it won't do anything to the persuasion roll. All I'm trying to do is to get him... See, what would happen now is that I would sit there and say, okay, you're either going to do this or not, what he wants... If it's just, are you going to do it? I'm persuading you to do it, then it goes against his will. But if there's something that he wants out of it, then it's opposed persuasions.
Well, what I'm suggesting, though, is you do a link test,
uh-huh.
and you say, all right, I'm going to make a resources check for a hefty bribe. You roll it, you hit the four, then, or if you want to do just the bribe, the regular bribe, you roll two, you hit the two, you add one die. You hit the four, then you add two dice to your roll as sort of a link test. I mean, is everybody...
No, yeah. Hold on. It's an ob four to get a hefty.
Right.
So if he was wanting to go into a persuasion... And he wants to make sure that he's got the hefty bribe there.
Mm-hmm.
That would, I think, increase give him a plus one in his
That's what he's saying.
It sounded to me like it was an opposite. You're putting it backwards.
No. What I'm suggesting is he starts off with marshalling the money. He decides how much money am I going to try to give you to do this?
Right.
And he decides this before he tries to persuade you.
Right.
And he says, all right, if I'm just going to give you a bribe, that's a OB2. Okay. And and if he makes that, then he gets to add a link die to his persuasion roll.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think it would be fair to say, if I want to make it a hefty bribe, he has to make a resources roll against the 4, but if he gets that, then he gets to add 2 dice to his persuasion roll, because he's giving you more money in the persuasion. It's just against Zhao's will at
that point, because you've got the money already tied up in it.
And that burns all three of
my rolls, but then at that point, it's up to him to make a smuggling check.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But if you make it a link test, then if you fail the resource roll, then you.
But and that goes against persuasion. That's against Avon's turn though. That's against your turn. If he succeeds in this, that's why it behooves you, if you want something out of this, to get it one way or the other. Because if he persuades,
that's a really good way to do it.
Because if he persuades you to do it, it's not only against Avon doing something; it's counting against you as a player. Because you're having to do one of your roles to help him,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I think that's a good idea. I like that.
I mean, I just think that's the way it plays out,
and I think that's a very good way to do it. What do you say?
Sure.
All right. So I will do a resources test. I'll do the hefty bribe.
Hefty bribe.
Which is an ob 4. Is that what we said, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
We said 8.
16.
Didn't we say 8?
16.
12.
Yeah, 12.
It's some multiple of 4.
That doesn't mean anything. I just asked Doug a question. He just cursed me.
Can we see if you can fork in anything?
Nope.
Excuse me. You want a loan?
See, there he goes trying to give us grief again, man. Okay. Look at that. Look what he's doing, man.
Hold on. This is the only thing that he gets to do. He gets color.
Okay. All right. Hey, so here, just in the opposite.
Color.
Here's, if I fail, the ob goes up 2.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the ob goes up by
2. Because I'm going for the hefty.
But all he's got to, you know.
And that's all he'll accept.
Okay. That's my point.
Hold on. Look, right. I mean,
let's expand it out a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't make it, if you don't make even the ob 2, say you roll all 1s.
Right.
Okay. Then you've got nothing to go on.
Right.
You've got no bribe at all.
Right. And so then I got to persuade you straight out with your will's a 5.
I think he's deciding to do this from the beginning, and I think it's either he goes for 4 and it's either plus 2 minus 2.
Right.
It increases your OB by 2 if he misses it.
Okay. And then
okay. So just
there's no grades in here. It's either just all or nothing. I mean,
okay. Good. We're all on the same page.
Up 4.
None.
1, 2, 3.
Wow. But 2 6s.
Mm.
She didn't have any fate.
Call on. Pennywise. Oh. Resources.
Oh.
Mm.
Really? Can you do that anytime?
If you were going to burn the fate, you'd want to do that first.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm not. Not if I need 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there
6.
It is.
5.
So 2 more 3
I got,
sixes.
I got 5.
Wow. Sorry.
So that's good. So I got 2. So now I get 2 dice.
Mm-hmm.
And a persuasion. And you're a 5?
Yes.
Persuasion.
Okay. Does she have greedy little human wise?
No. She does not have greedy little human. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Greedy little human wise.
But I'm a greedy.
But I'm a greedy little human.
Five.
Jeez, how many dice are you rolling there?
8. Persuasion 6. 2. Extra.
Does Shao get some walking around money out of this?
Yeah, that's one of the things we're going to find out. By the way, I'm invoking mercenary on him for this.
What does that mean?
It's his character trait.
Oh, okay.
Which means what?
I'm getting paid to do something.
What does that mean?
John's going to get fate.
Oh, okay. your character trait. Anytime you get paid to do something, it's it gives you a fate.
Yeah, basically.
You don't have to send the story in a weird direction or anything like that. All right.
Cool.
I don't think so, but I'll check and make sure.
Jeez. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jeez. 2 sixes again.
Now she will use...
You need to talk call on Doug
seductive. Well, I wish. Dude's on fire. Now she will use the fate.
He's so on fire.
2.
Oh, another 6.
Another 6.
Jeez, that's enough. Isn't it?
Yep. There's 5.
No, it's just a straight character trait.
No. So,
Jowser Man.
Jowser Man.
So you have to send the story in a weird direction by... It's like, well, I mean, I suppose you could say, I'm doing this and I want to make sure. And I mean, because you mentioned it, you probably should get the award. But if you're going to be mercenary, you could have just said, look, if she's paying me, I'll do it.
Mm.
And then he wouldn't have gone through all these hoops.
Where did we say Ukul was? Did he go with you?
He went back with the Baron.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay.
And didn't you go back with the Baron?
Yeah, he went back with the Baron, too. Okay. That's what I wanted to be sure of.
So Frost, the Baron, and the Mukadish are all together.
Yeah.
Subutai.
And Subutai. And all the guards and his people and stuff like that. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So, that's hers. And now she expects you to, or Zhao, to go and round up as many as the containers as possible and bring them back up on the ship.
Smuggle baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the question, where did I tab it at? It signals ships. I have a civilian intergalactic hammer, 1 pilot, 5 passengers, or cargo. So I can just take up the cargo space?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So basically I just need to make the roll?
I'm looking at the obstacle.
All right.
There's easy, routine, difficult, extremely difficult. I think there needs to be a base just to do it, then I think the more successes he gets over the base would say how many he gets.
Well, I mean, I think there's also, he's got to get the stuff. I mean, the smuggling's just getting it.
Right.
Back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there's probably a role in obtaining it.
Right.
And you can handle that however you want, but. And maybe just make it all one link test. I do this, then this, then this. How many do you have? All 3 of your building roles?
Yes.
Then figure out a way to do it. To aid your smuggling and just put it all together. Mm-hmm. How you get there, get the stuff, and get it back. And tell us how you do it.
Like a navigation. Tell us how you do it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, because I don't know if he's got any extra crew with him. He'll need at least 2 other guys to help out.
So you got 2 other people. Because she wasn't just looking for 1 guy. She was looking for a pilot and a crew.
He's going to have to circle somebody up to help him then, isn't he?
Well, I mean, you could say you're circling up a group of guys to help you
move stuff.
Move stuff.
Right.
So you can do it more quickly. You guys, come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you just need to find somebody that's got that.
Dock worker.
Let's go down to the planet.
Right.
Find the Lowe's. Look for the guys hanging out front.
The Kern. Get in the truck.
So let's look at
Yeah, there's something in there about circling up. Well, I know that there is in generating your character. If you want to have like a guy that has a crew, then you just circle up like the captain.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little bit different. But you would.
Well, this ship, my ship, doesn't normally have a crew except for Zhao. Only needs the 1 pilot,
right?
And it's a ferry boat with hidden compartments in it.
Mm-hmm. But essentially, you're just going to need a couple people. Couple guys.
Couple guys.
So it shouldn't be much of an ob. Do you have the ob? I mean,
I'm looking at it. It'd be a broad common occupation.
Yeah.
All right. So start with one. Same station or rank. I'd say probably. I mean, you're not.
Exact,
I'm not,
I think it would be lower.
Lower.
Lower. Okay.
So that's two.
That's two.
Total.
Neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. Knowledge unimportant.
No.
Typical skill level.
Yeah.
And then a building scene. Two.
Yeah. He's got.
That you had one to start.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the one came from the rank. The different rank.
Okay.
He's got a circles of two, and he has an affiliation with the family that's two D, two die.
Definitely.
I'd say yeah.
I don't think.
I would think. Well, I would think plus one though, because you're getting. You know. What that would be one guy, but if you want to get like a group of guys, just add one OB, and you're like you got four guys.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing to go with you. I don't know what one OB would translate into as far as people, but it seems like four guys, probably not.
So what, a three instead of a two? For
yeah,
two
a
guys?
Three. If a three, if you're one
for four guys,
for four guys, like a yeah. like a group of like 4 to 6 guys or right. something.
Okay,
a crew.
Sure, fine.
Uh-oh. Well, what happens if he fails? hang on. Before you roll, what happens?
Oh
if
yeah, fails? Well. He finds two guys that are hooked on torque.
Two Kern that are hooked on torque.
Oh, no. Two guys that are hooked on Kern, and they drop really? The containers.
They think there's torque in the containers. They think they're moving kegs of torque.
That's awesome. Okay, oh no, I got it. Hold on. The containers are of such a weird shape that I've got a plus one ob on my smuggling roll.
Well, I got one. A very oddly shaped.
I got
container.
One.
What you say gets his
he
there,
can't
but
fit
it
in his trunk,
but it increases the OB on the
side. Yeah, I'd say that's probably the case because
well, these
maybe,
guys are talking too much.
They're
too
much,
the guy's
maybe
texting his girlfriend.
Or maybe
hey, I'm helping him smuggle stuff.
Yeah. Or maybe they're on like a 12-hour
nice
shift. And
just
yeah. yeah, they're on a 12-hour shift in their daytime.
Stuff these yeah. oblong-shaped crates. I'll yeah. never get these in my ship.
And they kind of
well, I
kind of list to the left, man. What's up?
Attitude.
So, fell by one.
All right.
Okay, so.
So you get.
I would have had it until Jeff started talking. Yeah. By the way,
so you get Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Well, he gets 4 to 6 guys. He gets
4 to 6 guys, but
he
the
gets
obvious increase.
He gets Dr. Teeth in the.
Yeah.
Dr. Teeth and somebody with a hook for a hand.
Janice,
I was and were.
Janice Zoid flute.
Yeah.
Floyd Zoot and animal.
Beat, okay. Eat case! Eat case! Beat drums! Beat drums!
Alright, what's the next one?
Okay, so I go down to the planet. I got these yahoos with me.
Mm-hmm.
They are just god awful annoying. Really, really loud.
Apparently they're Muppets, too.
Yeah.
Isn't Dr. Teeth.
And isn't that what we're using for Kern?
Hey-ho. Hey-ho there. Hey, I'm Governor.
Hey-diddly-do. So what is going to be my obstacle on the smuggling, then?
Well, yeah, I...
plus see. One ob now, right?
Oh, yeah.
That one. If he fails the smuggling, he's hijacked. This thing's guy's hijacking.
Well, he's a smuggler.
Well,
he goes into the one we're
didn't
in.
They have to have something to actually get onto the crawlers, like some kind of
well
passcode or
yeah.
something?
Well, Bill did shut everything down because he had a paperwork. For theirs. He had all the ore brought up and was controlling the flight plans.
Yeah, and see, that's part of the smuggling role is that he's going, he's bypassing all that.
I thought the smuggling rolls to get it back.
Both.
Okay. Or maybe two smuggling rolls.
Yeah.
Well,
I... Maverick in limbo till next maneuver.
He gets hijacked along the way. Gets some stuff on there.
If he fails the roll, he breaks into the crawler we're in.
Ooh!
That's good.
end his.
That would be. Okay. It would end up being two.
Hey, boss.
Because I mean, this has been long enough. We've already cleaned out the first one, and we're on the second one.
Sure.
She said, "Don't go to this one," but you don't know which one we went to. Mm-hmm. So
1139.
You fail the roll. We end up in. We're blowing him up when you walk in the door. Like, oh,
yeah. Hey. Oh no, no. We catch him.
Carry him out.
Carry him out.
That's better. I like that one.
Oh, I still want to fail.
Well, I like that one.
Sure, you don't want to try to figure another role to get in here to aid your smuggling?
We want you to fail.
Well, when it actually comes time to moving it back, I can add stuff. There's stuff I can do then. But.
Well, I think that's the smuggling role, but finding the right one, coming down to the sneaking on the ship.
That
security?
I have none of that.
What about security rigging?
No.
What does Zhao have?
Navigation, pilot, smuggling, intimidation, close combat, assault weapons, anvil-wise, hidden compartment-wise, helm, and ship-wise.
Ship-wise.
He could use intimidation to force his way on there. And,
yeah.
To get onto the ship like, we're here to get some stuff and get out of the way.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
intimidation
with ship-wise.
Now, do I have the plus one on this one or the next roll?
This one.
This one. So the guys back there are cutting up and ruining my intimidation.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to get onto the ship, but if you blow this roll,
okay,
you walk in. Is this the one that you blow where you walk in and find them?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get past whoever this guard is, and we get into the hallway, and we get the thing, and we coming out.
All right, so what do you think OB on this is?
Yeah. Well, it would intimidate whatever the guard is.
It's going to be the will of the guard, probably three or four.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably it's a kern, whatever the kern is, whatever their will is.
Well, what's the standard? Let me look in the back because it should be back here.
In the back of the book.
Yeah. Yeah, if the kern, I don't know who's piloting the crawlers. Maybe it's
it'd be a kern. It'd be just a generic kern.
Generic.
Well, you got a soldier is a will of three. Just a regular soldier. A regular kern as well as three.
Todd needs something. It's three because even a operator.
Okay.
Operveta is a will of three.
He's got an intimidation of four. The player in me wants to fail this.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm going to fork in assault weapons anyways. Because.
No, assault weapons is a combat skill.
Is it? Oh. Yeah. What a shame.
Ship-wise, you probably could.
Ship-wise on an intimidation?
Not to intimidate the guard.
No, that's true. What else you got?
You could take a bonus. Oh. You could give an advantage die for having a bunch of guys. Oh. Or you
I might have a die.
They're the minus. They're the minus.
That's true. I might have a die trait.
Shut up! I'm scaring this guy. And they're like...
I haven't in focus in a while.
They're mocking him.
Yeah, they're in the background going...
We're scared of
I'm Joe. I got a big gun.
He is casually violent. This character has learned some bad habits in his life. Violence toward his friends and colleagues in his way of asserting
his character trait, though, right?
No, it's a die trait.
Yeah, but what does that do on intimidation?
Players who can horrify their group by pushing their behavior just a bit too far reward with extra fate points, so... I thought it was going to be, so. Yes. Okay, four.
Because you're standing there, you got six guys, and you waste one of them in front of the guard, let us in. Or this.
You're next.
This is what I did to him. What do you think I'm going to do to you?
I'm paying him.
Okay, if the intimidating character is of higher station rank than his victim, plus 1D. Lower station, plus 1 off.
I would be plus 1.
Okay. If the character has a particularly nasty threat within notice of his victim.
John's not... The higher station of the...
You're the same station as the guard.
Yeah, I'd say you're same as them.
keep trying.
Are you carrying a weapon?
Yes, I'm carrying my weapon.
Okay.
It's a big weapon.
Then that's a plus one.
But it's concealed.
It's concealable. I can conceal it.
So are you going to conceal it or not?
No, I'm not going to conceal
then
it.
Then it's plus 1D.
The guards are armed too, though, right?
These aren't guards. These are just people running the ship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like pilots and stuff. They're just cargo guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they are armed.
5-on-4.
5-on-3. 5-on-4. It was increased.
Yeah, it was 5-on-4. That's right.
Does increase the OB. Yeah, you can intimidate your way under the ship to get the stuff, and then away you go. Nice.
And if I fail, I get past them, And walk into...
You start loading it all up, yeah. And as you're getting ready to go put it on the ship...
The door opens. The Hammer Lord is there.
One,
two, three.
Six.
Two.
Three.
Three with a six. No fate? Zhao doesn't have any fate.
Oh, yeah.
First time he's ever been used.
He does have... Well...
He has his fate.
My what? Fate?
Yeah, he can't use his fate. But he did the mercenary deal, but I don't know if we awarded him. We talked
character
about him because he's a mercenary. So he doesn't have fate. So you fail?
I fail.
Fail, 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 fail. We have story.
All right, so Roy, what happens?
Well, as we're coming out, the door's open, and I'm looking at, what are you, like 8 feet tall in this armor?
My armor's bulky, yes. I cannot sneak in it. It's, like, massive. Wait, it's got the... massive. It's massive.
Yeah, the guys all take a smoke break and put it out on the end.
Where'd it come from? The sun is gone.
So what do you do?
So we come up to the door. The guys, these idiots that I've conscripted into helping out, just won't shut up. And the door's open just as I turn around, and I'm just screaming at them. I turn back around.
We gotta get this on the ship now.
We gotta get this back for Nagomi
right now. And I turn around and I walk, clang.
Yeah, what?
right into that big mech suit. Uh-huh.
The codpiece.
Yes.
So what do you do?
Oh my god. I don't know if I can see anything beyond the big mech.
Aiden's recording you.
Hi, Jeff.
So this is the part I hate, having to play two characters in the same scene and talking to each other.
All right, I'll play Zhao at this point.
Okay.
Check is in the mail.
Yeah, you have a hard time playing one.
Yeah, no kidding.
I pull my assault rifle and point it at Jeff.
I thought your assault rifle should have been out already.
It's okay. What push the it. Hell he can't have is a going conflict on here. With you? Oh, you can.
Yes,
you?
I can.
Oh no, no. What? Okay,
I'll stay with Zhao at the moment. You're obvious. No, this is player to player. I'm trying to understand what's going on. It's obvious who you are based on your armor.
Oh yeah, you've done before.
Well, Zhao and I have had dealings before.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Have you?
That's the best part. Zhao's going line.
Okay, now, all right. What's the mood here? Hammerlord Quinn. I did not expect to see you here.
Clearly, the hell do you think you're doing?
Moving some merchandise. Sir?
For you.
Do you know what's in those barrels you're stealing?
Absolutely not.
They're Naven, you race traitor.
He's one of them. He's one of them. Hold on. He's one of them.
I get a promotion.
What?
What are Naven?
What are Naven?
What are Naven?
I don't know if Zhao knows.
Yeah, he knows, because remember he took Lady Diana?
He didn't know anything about her.
He didn't know about her.
He moved a box.
He moved a box. That was all he was doing.
Well, and does Quinn know that he moved, that Zhao's the one that took the box before, took Quinn?
Yes, we do know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked it out. It was his ship.
Yeah, I was flying.
Mm-hmm.
Does Zhao know that we know that?
I think so, yeah.
So this is strike two against
him. No, I've already established many episodes ago Zhao can earn as much money on the side as he wants.
No. What I'm saying is it's strike two as far as...
What was that?
You don't make it?
Make that my ring.
Joe, spit tape.
Joe just choked on a marker.
No, as far as the Hammer Lord's concerned.
Yeah.
He can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
He strike can two. Say, oh, first you're smuggling out Quinn with Naven in her head, and now you're smuggling out barrels of Naven.
Right.
Obviously, you know, and it just looks real bad.
Sure.
You can protest your innocence as much as you want.
Absolutely. No, I misunderstood who you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I know.
Race traitor.
What?
Oh, yeah, back to our
what?
Race traitor.
Race traitor.
I'm just a independent entrepreneur,
I'm
sir.
A businessman.
Right. We did hear Nagomi's name, correct?
When
we walked up.
Yeah, go. Yeah,
we gotta get these back to Nagomi.
Yeah,
we got it on tape, and let's give her some crates. Set her up with a fall and the Baron at the same time.
Give her some empty ones.
Give her some empty ones and get the propaganda. We can slander everything. And I'll say that behind you.
Yeah. You're lucky. You're family.
All I was supposed to do was collect some crates, move them quietly from one place to another. That's all.
Where are you delivering these?
Well, whatever the ship is that she's on.
Back in the space station.
Prime.
Yeah. Back on the Prime. Yeah. Back on the Prime.
Is that where she was, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
She was.
You're going to deliver some barrels to her. Not these barrels, but you're going to deliver some barrels to her.
Okay.
Now, I suggest you step away from that one before you get splattered with it.
Absolutely.
Hey, you six guys, get this barrel for me. We'll empty out a couple barrels and then destroy the rest of them.
You're such a traitor.
Mercenary.
Mercenary traitor.
Mercenary. I was hired to do a job. I'm being prevented from doing that job. I'm out. I got paid. I tell you what, based on Zhao's performance here, I think she should get a plus one if she circles him up again.
Wow.
Because well, on if she's going to be... It depends on if he survives, but I mean, it would be it's kind of a benefit to her for the fact that she is going to get screwed here.
Mm-hmm.
Before we dump the crates, is there a signal on these crates? To say that there's something in it.
What do you mean? Is there a signal?
Like something like some sort of
electronics.
Electronics that admits that there actually is something in it.
I don't know. Is there?
Yeah. Mm. We'll go over and mess with some signals to see if I can mimic.
Well, you have to tell me if it's in there.
Establish that with the wise.
Establish it with the wise.
Roll it up.
Look, I've got some shipments. There are what's called RFIDs. Which is radio frequency identifier, and it will track shipments no matter where they go.
Only when they go past the specific type of receiver.
Right, like when they come into a facility and they're picked up by a...
Yeah.
So maybe you can hack that.
What do you want to do with that?
What do you mean, what do I want to do?
Jason, what does Jason want to do with that?
I wanted to give off a fake signal, that way when it goes through a certain security protocols... Like, if she tries to move them again, they'll go off, even though they're empty. For example, she takes them off of your ship, puts them on hers, she sees the signal and says, okay, nothing's happened. She puts them on her vessel, she goes somewhere else. It goes through a security thing, I can shut it down.
So shut it goes, what down? I mean...
That way, she gets caught for smuggling.
So what you're trying to do is...
You're gonna... What you want to do is dump all these out, give it back to Zhao, take it up to the station, but keep the frequency identifiers on there.
Right.
Okay. So you need to establish that it's even there.
I was thinking that too, actually.
So signal wise?
They've already taken it all off, though. Right? Didn't Bill take all the spice?
Cargo wise?
No.
Guys, one at a time.
No, it's got to be something having to do with the Navin. I mean, it can't just be...
Well, Doug and I were talking, you know, if they want to empty out the Navin, but then refill these containers with Claudium so that when it goes back up, he smuggles it all and gives it to her, and then she gets caught red-handed smuggling with Claudium.
I thought Doug wanted to blow him up.
Doug wants to blow everybody up.
No, Doug wants to put everybody in the airlock.
Mm-hmm. Cleaner, quicker, safer, easier to clean up.
Ready for space.
It's very sanitary.
Fill it up. filling up space with a bunch of bodies.
Do you know how big space is?
You know what happens bigger than a bread box?
You know what happens?
Smaller than an elephant?
When that body gets caught in the gravity well on the planet,
would be most appropriate.
Well, you put a lot of bodies out, so.
Just one.
It's all right.
Yeah, two, isn't it?
Two? Just one.
I thought we flushed two out.
No, I threatened to flush somebody. We've only.
Well, you threatened to flush everybody out of an airlock.
No. I haven't threatened my man Vox.
Well, that's true. I thought it was implicit, though.
I made him buttons.
You'll test perception, Jason.
Okay.
And I would say it's an interesting fact, an ob 2, which for you would be an ob 4.
What's the opening?
Naven Lodge.
And if you should say it, that it's got identifiers on each of the containers and all that other stuff.
Wouldn't that be shipping wise?
I would thought cargo wise.
No, because if it's cargo wise, I would say it, or shipping wise, it would have something to do with, moving normal containers, normal freight.
So the container has environmental controls on it.
Yeah.
For the Navy. That's right. What you're trying to establish.
Yeah.
So he could monkey with the control system.
From what I understood, maybe I'm wrong, what he wanted to do was make it look like average cargo, but that he could set off smuggling alarms whenever she tried to move it someplace. I mean, what he sounded like he was trying to was cargo.
Well, what you're saying is that there is something on each of these containers that you can mess with.
Right. But not environmental controls.
Well it doesn't controls. Matter. I mean, whatever controls it is, but it has to be. I mean, this is just not a normal. It's like he sits there and goes, you know what? There has to be. I know there's a control on here. There's got to be a control with something.
Well, naming wise, probably because you have to have a certain temperature, a certain degree to keep these things alive. Even if there's not any in there, I'll still want the crate to radiate the same signal. That way, when we dump it, and she comes up and goes,
and
oh, look, all the crates.
And
they
the
all
signal's
show the
right.
Right.
That's why I say that. Is that it's, you know, this is not something that he normally messes with, nor any of you normally mess with.
Sure.
That's why I said it has to be specific to the Naven. You could use Valen. You could probably use Valen-wise if you want to make something a little bit more broad. If you do that, you can't assist them.
Oh, that's right. He's opening. You know, that doesn't help Avon any.
Mm. Oh, Avon's standing there watching his own crew go, hey, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Sure, Avon doesn't have to pitch in as much money if they're making
their own. If I fail?
If you fail,
Nagomi knows about it.
If you fail, you set off all the environmental alarms wherever everybody who's ever been Valen knows that you've set them off. In other words, you've set off... Essentially, what you've set off is a trigger that...
The Valen alert alarm.
Yeah, something like that.
And I got to give it a what, 2?
Yeah, which is actually a 4.
How many dice you get?
6 right this second. I'll go ahead and add 3%.
Ooh, he's
serious about this.
What do you
got, 30?
6 left.
Amazing. And you need a 4.
There's 3, 4, 5, 6.
Sweet.
Nailed it. There you go.
Do I get any bonuses?
Got an extra success.
Now what do you want to do with it? Is this a building, I'm assuming?
Yes.
How many more you got?
2.
Oh, okay.
So we dumped the Naven, and now you're going to reset the controls so it looks like the Naven are still in it, and
right.
It will now set off whatever alarm you want. At the appropriate time.
If you move them, is that what you want them? If she moves them, that's when it'll go off?
Right.
Okay. All right.
So where are we at now?
If only we had something to put in these containers.
Do we have anything to put in these containers?
Don't we
explosives.
Yeah, we still got one explosive, don't we? We still got one, I thought.
Do we?
For what? From one of the machines.
One of the machines. Didn't we find one of the drink machines with a bomb in it still? I thought from one of the past games.
No. Every drink machine went off. They blew up because it blew up each one of the crawlers and the one that was up on the station. That's why there's only these few crawlers left.
Okay, so now what? Can I fulfill my contract now, sir? Hammerlord?
We've got to get the Baron involved in this somehow. Can't let him slide too easy.
Understand. This is probably... This will wrap up.
Yeah, this will do it
for the scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm trying to still...
I know, you still got something in there. The Baron is up on the ship. He's up on Prime now. Okay? And he's dealing with Subutai at this point.
No, I think let him go.
Okay.
You want to call that it? You go back.
Yep.
So is he delivering... He's Java's delivering back. Naaman onto the Prime?
No, he's delivering...
I've got to smuggle them.
Look like they have Naaman in them.
I've got to smuggle them back in.
Well, at this point, you don't really have to. You can just say you get a wash on the smuggling. Because he knows about it. He can say...
Is he the only one I was... Is Quinn the only one that Jao was avoiding? Or was she trying to avoid other people up there?
She was avoiding everybody. She wanted to come up kind of quietly.
Well,
but
then,
I mean,
I should still have to make a smuggling roll to get it back on the ship.
Okay.
And this time I will add in hidden compartment one.
Okay.
Well, hold on now. We want to get these back up on the ship so that we can catch her with them.
Yeah.
I can make a phone call.
You can give him a helping die.
Yeah, I'll clear a bay for you or something.
All right.
Sure.
Just give him a helping die for that.
I will clear you a bay.
Sweet. Okay. And if I fail...
If you fail...
She knows that that Quinn helped me out.
I like that.
So what's my ob?
Say it's an ob 3.
Okay. So with the helping diet, that'd be a 6 on a 3?
Mm-hmm. That's routine.
Yeah. That's fine with me. I need routine to go up.
Boom.
One,
yeah.
Got
two,
it.
Two,
four.
Three, four.
With the six. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Boom, 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 boom. Going up
there.
Thank
you, sir.
Upload it all. Why don't we call that the scene? Anybody else want to do a color or anything? If you've got one? Okay. Let's get our stuff together and start rolling.
Okay.
So Jao did 2.
Yeah. Three
builds?
Yeah, 3 builds.
What did you guys take action?
2 smuggling in a circle, Jao.
We were taking action to destroy the Naaman. You were
flacking.
50-50.
Yeah, I didn't do anything except an interstitial, but I think I helped.
I had the first conflict where I went in and fried Subutai and gave him to and convinced him to put his give his soldiers to Quinn, right?
Excuse me?
I had the first scene. It was a conflict.
But what skills are allowed on this one?
Hold on, I'm getting there. On take action for you guys, it's oratory, psychology, finance, smuggling, extortion, command, tactics, and law.
So, I went in, roll. Will.
I've got command and tactics.
Question is, do I get to help with the roll for going in and getting Subutai, changing Subutai's belief?
Do you get the roll?
Does he get to help in the role?
Help in the role.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who are you making the role?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely you get to add to the role.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no question.
I don't think I do.
Well, I've got 4-4 tactics.
Yeah.
Can I fork in to help myself on these roles or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And any persona?
I've got
appropriate-wise.
Appropriate-wise.
I think it's... I don't know that... We do this every time. I think it's...
You can't fork another skill. You can only fork a wise. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. You can check.
And you can only fork the skills that are in here.
Well, I've got command and tactics.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking at flak,
and
I'm thinking...
I think it's one of the skills on that list, or an appropriate wise.
You're right. We look at this every time. And... from wises that are appropriate to the situation.
Okay, so a skill from the list.
That's on page 416 for those following at home.
And an appropriate wise.
So I can use the skill and fork a wise, but not use the skill and fork a skill.
That's right.
You can fork a skill if it's on the list of skills.
Well, I've got 2 skills on the list, but
yes.
That says skill and wise, right?
Yeah.
not skill and skill.
Wait, hold on. Let me read this.
Helping dice may only come from skills in the list of your maneuver in this phase and from wises that are appropriate to the situation.
Okay.
So if you've got an appropriate wise and an appropriate skill, you can add them both.
I don't have a wise that's going to help. My only wise is hammer wise.
Minus tactics.
Okay.
We'll do the signals on the barrel.
Did Box help out?
I thought I did. I did an interstitial.
Law.
You were there.
Yeah, but did he help?
Did he throw a die at somebody?
Yeah, I did with Jason, didn't I?
Then, yeah. Throw a die.
No, but I think
it's got to be.
It's got to help me.
Yeah. You helped me, but I didn't help you.
Didn't we have a discussion with Subutai? Didn't you and I have a discussion with Subutai?
We had a talk.
And I think I did a persuasion roll. Or was that a persuasion interstitial?
Well, what?
To join the resistance, basically.
Well, what have you used?
Oh, yeah, convince Subutai. Yeah, you helped me on convincing him.
Yeah,
sure.
I did an interstitial.
There you go. So.
You didn't help me on any dice?
I got the camera!
No, I was going to with the propaganda, but this went in a different direction. Mm. Oh, so mercenary should get that then.
All right, what do you get?
5 and 5.
Oh, crap.
I'll burn 2 persona. What the hell?
Leaving you with
4 more.
Okay.
So, for those that are...
Hold on.
So, I'm rolling 9. 10.
9 on 5.
10.
He's flacking?
10 on his... Yeah, he's flacking. 5 on attack, 5 on defense. So, I'm rolling 10. 11. 10 against his 5.
The only thing I'm wondering is this... Is this considered one roll? I know it's divided.
Mm-hmm.
It's one roll. Is this considered one roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Because what I'm asking is that for the purposes of using fate, it counts for both.
Right.
Yes, I would think so.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of what I thought, but I wanted...
Yeah, you divide it into 2 pools.
Yeah. But
so you can put persona whichever way you want.
Right.
But you can only add fate. You can only add a fate die once.
Can't. Right, but you re-roll 6.
Yeah, but if you have 6s in each pool,
in
yeah,
each pool I can roll 6.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's right.
All
right.
So roll yours first because my defense will make a difference. Re-roll.
God. 0.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, here's my defense. Great.
Aye, aye, Captain.
This game is never right. going to end.
Your dice suck.
Offense. 3. No 6s, so it never even came up.
So we take 3 against 3 to our...
So we're down 3 more, right?
That sucks.
What happened to Doug?
I don't know, man.
Took a week off. I don't know what happened.
Hope everyone had a nice Halloween.
So you rolled on defense too?
Yeah, I have to.
But it just wasted the
dice. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no. But for those helpings, we still got a test for it.
1.
Oh, yeah.
It's a routine.
That's all I want. I'm good. I need lots of routine.
It doesn't
routine
help me.
Routine for what?
So.
What was the roll?
What did, well, what, it doesn't matter. You use, what did you use? Law? Tactic?
Persuasion or something?
Yeah, I use persuasion.
In this roll? What skill did you have?
Oh, whatever you're helping with. Yeah.
Mine was tactics.
What die did you throw in? What skill did you have to give him a die? Law? Probably law. Yeah, law.
Law.
What are the skills that could be used again? Yeah, that's good. 2 on 1, then. That'd be good. Just say law.
For law?
Yeah.
So you got a routine in law.
We went through all that crap to get that take action. And then we got nothing. I think I'm ready to play another system for a while.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
You guys suck so bad the DM's got to quit.
It's happened before.
Take his dice and go home.
Where's the... I swear I can never find the Arthur rewards.
374. I think.
You are wrong.
343.
Potato! Beliefs? Instincts? Anyone?
Not this game.
Naven are locked in the crawlers. Destroy the Naven.
You can take a persona if you want.
Yeah, I'm done destroying Naven and crawlers, certainly.
All right. Joe?
I did nothing.
Jason?
Help guys destroy the Naven.
Okay. Persona.
Is this the Hammer Lord destroying the Naven?
Sounds there good you go. Persona.
And that was it.
Done for them.
All right. Instincts? I don't think anybody... I don't even think that came up. Traits? I don't think traits
Joe.
Came up.
Joe with the mercenary.
Oh, very nice. You get a fade out of that. Right skill, right time.
Smuggling!
It didn't help.
I will give that one to Jason for coming up with the one on the...
signal? Or the Naven?
The Naven. Because sure. that really pushed it in a little bit different direction.
It's going to be very helpful next time.
What was it?
That's a fate. Embodiment for really good or distinctive role-playing. There wasn't a lot of role-playing. There's a lot of rolling tonight. Yeah.
And give it to Joe.
Yeah. Joe.
Knock
Roy,
yourself out.
Roy never gets anything. Give it to Joe.
Mold breaker. Not happening tonight.
No.
Workhorse.
Got to go to the bathroom. I didn't do anything.
Thank you, Joe.
Roy made all the rolls tonight.
Roy, workhorse. MVP.
Joe. Actually, this all goes to Joe.
Okay. MVP.
What keeps going on?
Not that's Doug. Fine. Doug fired blanks tonight. 10 dice.
11. Ten dice.
No. There is really no MVP.
Well, I'm very Roy.
Roy, there you go.
Okay, fine.
3 for 3.
Y'all just want me to play Shadow more often. That's
we just want you to play.
Wow.
See how you get rewarded?
Yeah.
This is the best description I've heard in every game. He's got a really big gun. I loved his gun.
I remember putting that gun together.
Maybe I have to play the gun next week.
Yeah, it's intelligent.
All right,
it's intelligent.
I think that's all, and then we'll wait till Bill gets here, and we'll do the next scene
discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to figure out what you want to do first.
I'll do that before I get here next.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about?
What to do next.
No, yeah. Well, now we want to talk about doing a playing a different system for a little while. I'm starting to feel a little.
Well, I am, and I'm still feeling a little burned out on it. So that's, and I was even thinking that before I got here tonight that
me too.
It'd be nice to have a break because we really have gone longer than we did,
and we haven't really gotten anywhere.
No, we haven't, and so I think it'd do us a lot of good to play something else for a few nights, even if it's still after the beginning of the year or something.
You know, it might do us some good to take a break from this, but just agree. Let's just come back and do an invasion phase.
But you know what? That's
And just we'll do the final phase or something, and go for broke and see what happens.
Yeah.
And just
see,
pull out all the stops.
Here's let me tell you what was always in my head for how this phase ended was that the armada from the Derricon Empire show up, okay, and as it's arriving, this massive amount of ships.
Fleet.
Yeah, as they're arriving, you see a captain standing, or an admiral or whatever, standing in the front of the open. I'm thinking of Star Wars, you know, at the end when they're sitting there looking at the Death Star, and then you see this little girl.
Oh no!
She's holding a little bear in one hand, and in the other, she's got what looks like one of those surgical tools, like an awl. And she's just walking up with blood dripping from it as she's walking up to the front of the.
What do we do, Captain?
So, what the Derricon Empire fleet is actually the fleet from has been corrupted.
That's interesting.
Dark Horizon. God. It's the name of the ship.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking while you were get to take a little break there, Joe, was saying that we're all feeling a little, I don't know if everybody feels this way. I don't,
antsy.
Well, Todd, Doug, and I all expressed that we haven't really gotten anywhere with this. We seem to be floundering a little bit with what we want to do and where we're going and the diet.
And bad rolls.
And yeah, and so we're thinking maybe we'll take a break and do something different.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you feel about that.
Okay.
We can play a different system.
What are you going to run for us, Jeff?
What you well, no. No. Uh-uh. No. What are you going to run for us, Joe?
Fourth edition.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what if we well, we could do Marvel.
I think we should do Marvel.
We
really
do. Marvel, and I've also got finally got Dungeon World. We could try that too, which is kind of like an easy setup in a lot of games developing.
Is that something that
yes.
we could that
yes.
we translate?
Podcast?
Okay.
Yes, it's totally podcastable.
Okay.
I mean, I need to read the book. So
the book came out. Physical book or PDF?
Well, I've got the PDF, but yeah, they're getting ready to release the. I think they're ready to send the book out. It's not indexed, but it's got the artwork in it, and stuff. It looks really nice.
Is that the one from the Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was reading an article,
but I need to go back and read it and read the rules. But it's a pretty simple system.
I was reading an article the other day on DMing in one of the sites. What's the one that won the award the other day that you? Or a couple years ago.
Gnome Stew?
No, it's... I've got it on my favorites.
Ian World?
No. Anyway, the DM, he was talking about being a good DM and things that you can do, and he was talking about how you pigeonhole people into doing a skills test in just plain old D&D, and it comes down to for the players to go on, they have to make this skill test, and what happens if they don't make it?
Right.
Okay. And one of the things he talked about was he used the what it was mouse burning it is the term that he called it, and it was about how
the
first guy maybe doing the Indiana Jones swinging across the chasm thing, and he fails it. So what happens to the rest of it? He still finds it. But now there's a penalty for something going forward, as opposed to just having this binary response of either you find the secret door or you don't find the secret door, and now you're screwed. You can't go on with the rest of it. But I thought it was interesting how he called it mouse burning, and it, which actually linked to another article about mouse burning. He just called it, and he pulled it straight from Mouse Guard and Burning Empires and Burning Wheel. It was really interesting. And that's, I know we had talked at one point about trying to incorporate all the Burning Wheel and Burning Empire rules into traditional D&D, and that's as close as I've seen it. Something.
Well, we've done stuff like that. I think I've tried to do it in Savage Worlds,
mm-hmm.
where, somebody tries to do something and it's a failure, but it leads to just a complication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun.
Which brings us around to the other question, though.
What are we playing?
What are we playing next week?
Well, maybe we're probably going to let Bill know so Bill doesn't show up and go, oh crap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Do you guys... Because I know Todd, Doug, and I have all said it, and I don't know how Joe feels about it, but I don't know if you guys have an opinion about it one way or the other.
Well, the question is, does Bill want to go back to his game?
I think I want to get away from Burning Wheel for a little while.
Yeah. Burning Wheel, Burning Empire. Just set it off to the side for a little bit. Let's try something either different or...
And not as long running and stuff, but yeah. I don't...
Well, with Marvel, I mean, those would be pretty quick games. We just need to decide what we wanted. What type of game we want to play in that? Do we want to make up our own, or we want to
do
what they do?
Well, Joe's got the... I mean, since it's the first time we've really run it.
I've got the Civil War, but that could take months. We don't want to do that.
No,
but we can do scenarios.
What you do have, just do a small scenario.
We could maybe do the breakout scenario in the first book that you have,
mm-hmm.
but I've only got that in PDF. I probably want to borrow that book.
Okay.
But we could try that.
I'm not real savvy with the rules.
Now, who
I
is?
Thought you were jonesing to run Strands of Fate. We all bought fudge dice.
I don't really have any.
Never got to use them.
Scenarios. Yeah, we did. Oh, you weren't there.
Yeah, because how long we've been running this since?
Well, you May know, or June? You've got that what? You've got that one.
July. Got Iron Empires.
Well, what's that system though that you've got? Didn't you buy that rule book for like the space deal for?
The Nova strands or something?
Yeah, the Nova Terra.
Nova Praxis.
Nova Praxis. Yeah.
You got that in PDF. You sent it out to us.
Or we could all play Magic.
Hey, turn this off for a second. All right, so we've been talking.
Next week we'll do.
Next week, in honor of The Hobbit being released next month, we're going to play One Ring, which is something that Roy has a pre-gen game for. It's one of the ones I do. So, spoiler alert. Next week, we'll have to hit a spoiler alert if somebody else wants to play that scenario.
Right. Is it a con scenario? Like,
no.
Okay. All right. Wait.
No, it's not a con scenario.
This One Ring is based on The Hobbit?
It actually takes place in between The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
So what happens to the One Ring?
One Ring's not there.
So the system...
The system is called the One Ring.
Okay, so what happens to the One Ring in the end? I mean...
In The Hobbit?
Yeah.
It's in the Shire.
That's it? So it stays in the Shire forever?
Let me get this right. You were friends with the Giant Eagles the whole time.
Did you see that? You gotta watch it.
No, you don't gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it. It's hysterical. No.
Have y'all seen Dragon Baby?
Yes.
Did you all
Dragon Baby's fun.
Yeah, did you see that?
That was fun.
Yo, you gotta watch it.
Pulls out the stuffing.
You gotta watch it. It's
anyway.
Dragon Baby on YouTube. Go watch it. It's hilarious.
Okay. So what do we? What in the One Ring? Do we all play hobbits?
You can play whatever you want. Pretty much.
I'm an orc.
Man, you can't play.
You
can
play whatever you want.
You got.
Can I do my snobby wizard voice?
Okay,
Joe calls the snobby wizard.
These are the classes you've got. You've got hobbits. You've got elves from Mirkwood. You've got Bjornings.
I'm one of those.
What's a Bjorning?
The bear guys. The
werewolves. Yeah, but you don't turn into one.
I thought you turned into like Bjork.
No. I'll put all this stuff.
I don't get to
be a crazy Icelandic.
No, you don't get to be a werebear.
I want to be a werebear.
I want to be a tree.
I can't be an orc. I can't be a werebear. We can't be an ant. It's a crappy game.
I know. Isn't it just awful?
I want to be a ringwraith.
So we ought to probably have to. I'm a ringwraith. Oh, wow. Well, there's nine of us.
Right.
We're all ringwraiths. Let's.
One simply does not be a ringwraith.
Yes. That's the game we're going to play. Where we hunt down hobbits. Bagginses. Shire. We hunt them down and we kill them.
Shire.
Or we could do Kobolds Ate My Baby.
That's been a while.
I gave those minis out, didn't I, for Christmas one year? Didn't I give everybody a mini? Ever get a mini?
No.
Like a little kobold mini?
No.
I did that.
You gave us minis. They weren't kobold minis, though.
Mine broke.
Really?
Oh.
I'll see if I can fix it.
Snobby wizard next week.
So be a wizard student.
I want to be a snobby wizard.
Can
I still talk like...
It's, in Lord of the Rings, the wizards isn't a class, okay? They are only five of them. And in screen time, only three of them ever get lines in the whole book.
You know, you're getting...
Wait. Dang. If Joe is going to be the snobby wizard, can I be the snobby guy who knows too much about Tolkien?
No! That is me!
Yeah, you're
we
getting...
We don't need to...
You're getting way too so fanboy line drawing here, man.
If you want to play a wizard and an orc, we can play Dungeons & Dragons.
Can I play a Nork? I want to play a Nork.
I want to play a Mork.
A Nork?
A Nork.
A Nork.
So they made the game based on the book.
Okay. Which one? So
The Hobbit
and The Lord of the Rings.
So, all right.
The Red Book of Westmarch. You want to go there? Yeah. Okay, then.
So what about Middlemarch?
So I'm the Red
George Eliot.
How about the Ides of March?
Yeah.
Beware of the Ides of March. You don't want to go to the Ides of March. It's a bad part of town.
They watered down the beer.
It's horrible.
That's right.
You wear the
damn Greek
Norm! So
there's not wizard classes?
No! You're not throwing around spells. No. Then what do you do?
You shoot things.
With what? With a bow, you can smack
things
with
the power of your mind.
With a sword,
yeah, Gandalf did more killing with a sword than he did with
this. It's more like
you're really talking. Are you trying to talk us out of this?
I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. But you guys seem to think that it's D&D, and it's not D&D. I'm trying to tell you, it's more like Mouse Guard than anything else.
Tam the Ringwraith.
As long as I can do this,
okay. So, but after that, should Joe be prepping?
Cause, sure.
I mean, if you're going on a road trip, you're gonna Skype in next.
I mean, this would be a 1-2 night thing.
The
Marvel or Praxis? Maybe I'll.
I'm up for both. I mean,
am. I think you ought to do both of them.
I mean, I'm not crazy about doing some more sci-fi stuff. I'd like to just sort of change up the genre a little bit.
I would too. Let's maybe I'll take a closer look at Marvel.
Then do Marvel twice, or do
I'd be
Marvel
excited about
three or four
and
nights.
If he wants to do that, then that'll give me a few weeks, and I'll start looking at Dungeon World. Maybe we'll hit Dungeon World after that.
I'd be that'll really excited about what I would like for you from Marvel is nothing that's an extended period of time, but if you can take us through like two separate, like two night or one night things,
two or three scenarios.
I would like that just because you can play different characters. I mean, I love the Marvel characters and the Marvel Universe and stuff, and there's plenty of characters in each of those books that we could play.
I call villains. Dibs on She-Hulk.
Oh, man.
I feel myself all night
Hi,
long.
Hi, boys.
I didn't like the... I mean, don't get me wrong. I should change that. Because TK ran a... TK.
PK.
PK.
PK. PK Sullivan.
Sullivan. Ran a good game. I don't want to play villains though.
That's fine.
That was
a fun scenario.
It was a fun scenario, but it started out with you all punching each other and me running and bolting out of the game, and because of it getting like 10 points and winning, scoring the most points because I abandoned the party.
Yeah, but the downside of playing that game, and again, nothing against it because it was fun, but not only were they villains, they were like third rate villains.
They were.
I mean, they really were.
That was the best part of it.
I know.
I'm playing Damp.
I got to play Armadillo.
What's the villain? What's his buddy's name on Dr. Horrible's sing-along?
Is it Moist.
Damp.
Moist.
Moist. You need something dampened?
Moist is a great word.
I want to play the villain Girth.
I'm the incredible Girth.
But we also need to worry about power level. What if we're going to do that? I mean, what level do we want to do?
I'm thinking
I don't think it matters.
Anybody want to play D-Man?
I don't think
I'll be D-Man.
Well, see, I don't think power level matters because you can play like
there's just no the Hero Files.
Uh-huh.
And it's all built around the two adventures that they've published.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, so they either got to get a pretty much Civil War, which could take the better part of 6 or 8 months. Or we could do a couple scenarios out of Breakout, which is
Wait a second. You could do Breakout, but do you remember in the Civil War how it started when you had those third rate characters go into that town and then they blew up everything?
Yeah, I think it was Washington.
Third rate?
They blew up like Washington. Yeah,
the New Warriors? Third rate?
Okay, I'm sorry. Seventh rate. All right.
Namorita?
Yeah.
Come on.
10th rate.
Speedball?
Oh, yeah.
I have Speedball number one.
I do, too.
I have Speedball. What is that, heroin and coke?
I think there were like 15 episodes. I think I've done more, actually. It was horrible.
Anyway, you could do something like that if you wanted to.
Or we could just do an act.
Yeah.
Like Civil War, the first act, mm-hmm. Take it to a transition.
What?
Cool. We had to make up an email account just called Nerd Sage.
Right.
I love when I'm involved.
Gandalf.
Just ask Roy.
Gandalf was one of the names of the dwarves originally.
See, shut up.
You know what it is? Doug's going to be doing his thing in the grocery store, and Roy's going to come up.
Just I
want
to
eat.
I'm one of you.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right, so we know what we're doing.
No.
Next week.
Yeah, we're doing the Brown Ring.
On that note. So there you go. That's our last Burning Empires game for a bit. We need a break to recharge and come roaring back for that final phase.
Now next week we will be playing The One Ring. We hope you enjoy this change of pace. Don't forget, send us your feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. So, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are copyright Luke Crane. Burning Empires, Burning Wheel, and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. Iron Empires is trademark Christopher Miller.